So I'm going to dispense with the property casualty category relatively quickly because it is one of the risks to our future revenues that is well addressed by the tools available to us. Business interruption insurance and property and casualty policies are well understood for this asset class. They're appropriately priced in the most senses. There is a big question mark following the recent hurricanes and rains. So this is a picture from Harvey about where the floodplains are and are not. And in the case of solar in particular, we don't want to put our plants somewhere that will flood unduly. But other than the uncertainty about some maps and possible increases in future prices, this category of revenue uncertainty we address with straight-up insurance coverage. A more textured area to talk about, and one you can geek out with if you like, is the question of future production. So any of us who have been doing this long enough will remember how wrong we were about our estimates of production from the wind farms that we put up in West Texas and the Panhandle 10 years ago. And we were aided and abetted by the best experts you could buy and the fanciest computer models. But the fundamental fact was there is variability in the weather patterns and the motive forces they cause, such as wind, that occurs over different periods of time, and we have different risks depending on the time bucket. So I put all three graphs up here. I don't know if I'm able to point at anything with this, perhaps not, but the littlest graph there, the bell curve, which is stylized, by the way, wind follows a viable distribution, not a normal distribution, but don't worry about that. That refers to the fact that year to year, your output from either a solar or a wind resource can vary, and it can vary over a decade or more period of time. You can have troughs and peaks, but we try to get at that statistically. I also wanted to mention the seasonal time bucket. So there's a table there which shows the variable output month by month, or the difference in this case between average production month to month. And you can see you get more production in some seasons than others. That happens to be a graph from a solar farm, so there's more production in the summer. And then there's the most discrete time bucket, which is variability in the hourly arena. Electricity, as you all know, is sold in tiny increments. Hours are the typical settlement period, but it's actually sold in even smaller increments than that. But the variability hour to hour is a very important risk we worry about for some of the offtake and sales agreements that we structure. The way we think about the annual variability is fundamentally by using weather modeling and statistical analysis and simulations of the future. These simulations and these analyses deliberately embed a lot of risk factors. One of the sports that we have internally is our developers arguing with our meteorologists about what's reasonable and not reasonable, but at the end of the day, the finance providers from the tax equity and the back leverage firms will tell you what they're comfortable with and not comfortable with, and that sets the standard for how we guess at what our output will be. And the varying confidence intervals that you can apply to your guess find their way into the contract terms of the offtake agreements for good reason. Most of the delivery commitments that are made under typical power purchase or hedge agreements are at very high confidence intervals. So you take your guess that's 99% likely as opposed to your guess that's 50% likely when you enter these obligations. Transmission congestion is the next one. And by the way, I have more detail on each of these categories, but this is the first brush for you. Transmission congestion is an engineering and a market structure creature. I'd like to talk fairly superficially about what it fundamentally arises from. It arises from locational differences between where the generators are and where the load is, and the fact that you may contract to deliver your energy to a zone or a region that is not identical or co-located with the resource that produces that energy. There are transmission congestion details that arise from the actual market structure that a given grid uses, and I've shown Texas because we're sitting in Texas and we have a lot of it here. But at the end of the day, it's mainly driven by the difference in load and resource across a geographic space. And it manifests itself in the way it affects us in our contracting and in our risk profile in pricing. So here's just a snapshot of the ERCOT website from a day that the Panhandle was showing negative prices and Brownsville was showing positive prices. And Houston, for that matter, was showing positive prices. So you can imagine if we have a wind farm in the Panhandle that has contracted to sell energy with a delivery point near Dallas, which I've been involved in doing. There's a $40 spread between the price at the point where we're injecting the power and the price where we have to repurchase that power to deliver to our counterparty. So transmission congestion is a big issue in our economics and our contracting.